Now, Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland is here. I told you that we put the camera back on the roof. Well, we fixed it back in place. It had blown down in the wind to have a look at the herring gulls to see what was going on. Some people were a little bit concerned about the birds and they were wondering where were they? Are they still alive and all that kind of stuff? I can tell you they're still alive, but you just can't see them. Log on to rte.ie/mini because they're hiding quite a bit, Niall.
They are. So the screen there is kind of dominated by these two air conditioning ducts and they often creep behind those. But I was watching them about 20 minutes ago. They were walking around the edge. The parents fly in and out all the time. It seems that one of the youngsters is already very mobile. It seems to be able to fly, so it doesn't seem to be on the roof at the moment. We were worried that it had disappeared and maybe perished, but no, it did return back in.
Very good. I thought it had fledged. I thought it was gone.
Fledging with gulls is kind of an unusual process, because with most birds, like the blue tits that people be familiar with from your cameras before, they leave the nest and they don't come back.
That's it, they're gone.
Exactly. But with the herring gulls, they come back to the nest once they've flown, so the fledging for them, it's hard to define what actually happens. It can take a few days to a few weeks, but eventually they do leave it. Sometimes they'll stay with their parents for a couple more months. Sometimes they just leave their parents completely. So it seems that one of these two is more dependent on its parents than the other. And I was watching it earlier, just wandering around behind them, begging for food. You can hear it on the microphone on the camera. It sort of squawks away looking for food. The parents were kind of ignoring it. They're making sure it was safe, but weren't giving it any food. That might be them saying, look, you've had your fill. Time for you to go and find your own way.
Yeah, but they're quite big.
They are. They're more or less the same size as their parents now.
Yeah, that must be very hard. So you have your little offspring and you're feeding it, and then you come to a point where it's a cruel world, this nature business, and you got to be able to fend for yourself and you got to be able to find your own food and find your own boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever the case, get out.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah, because they become a threat to their parents, they become competitors, so the parental instinct, it just sort of dissolves
away.
Well,
now, if you're a swan...
Yes.
So the swan lays a few eggs, and all the cygnets come out, and they're always that dirty little colour. There once was an ugly duckling, you know the song, and they're all the kind of dirty grey, feathery thing. And as soon as they develop their full plumage, their white plumage, the male comes along and he chases them off.
Yeah.
So we know when they're gone.
That's right, and that takes many months. They'll be with them almost for a full year.
So what happens in this case, how do they actually shoo them away, or do they shoo them away, or what way does it work? Is it
they tend not to be so aggressive towards them, although if they don't take the hint, they may be. But what generally happens is the parents just stop responding to their begging calls, they stop giving them food, and that's being cruel to be kind, I suppose. The chicks realise, well, I'm hungry, I better go find food somewhere else. Having said that, sometimes the
herring gulls... You're not my real mother!
They may well go away from the roof. Gulls are colonial species, so they will go into feeding flocks together. They may hang around with their parents, and gradually they'll dissolve those bonds over time. Then the parents will go ahead and nest again, hopefully next year. But the chicks, it'll take them at least 3 years before they're able to nest themselves, and they don't look anything like their parents at the moment, and they won't until they're in their, what we call, their fourth calendar year. That's a lovely white and grey with black wingtips.
Do you know, they are becoming so cheeky, herring gulls. I had parked my bike.
Here we go again.
At the
bike again.
St. Stephen's Green shopping centre the other day, where you can park your bike, and there was a herring gull, and everybody stopped to have a look at it, and it was just standing outside a shop. And somebody said to me, you know about that, what's it doing? And I said, well, it's standing outside the shop. What do you think? What do you mean? What is it doing? And I said, it's probably somebody feeding it, which is why it's
coming back
to the shop. And it was standing and it didn't move. Everybody was walking around it, standing, people were taking photographs, little videos. It was just standing there outside a shop on the corner. So if you're in Dublin and you go past the gate on your right-hand side, the St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, your left, go to the very end of the street on the corner, just there. And I'll bet it does it every day at the same time.
They're used to people in St. Stephen's Green going and feeding the ducks, and they can go in and get the easy food there. And we know as well, as we reported on the programme, antisocial behaviour from some of the gulls outside some of the fast food restaurants on Grafton Street too. So they're obviously learning to associate humans with food, and really realising as well that we aren't that dangerous. Nobody's really harming it, so it just sort of stands there hoping for an easy meal. So at least it wasn't being aggressive.
No, but it was just standing. They are big and they're beautiful too.
They really are.
When you look at the plumage and you look at how well defined and very proud looking birds,
if you don't mind. Absolutely.
They hold their head up high.
They do, and they have to get their plumage in tip-top condition, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to swim properly. It would ruin the waterproofing and the feathers, so that's why they keep themselves immaculate, like the soldiers mentioned earlier.
Listen, I was talking about riding my bike home yesterday swallowing a few insects, and I was saying, luckily, same with Adam Bolton, he didn't at least swallow a stinging insect. That could be a real problem for swallows and swifts, I'm thinking.
Well, yes, they'll avoid stinging insects like wasps and bees, because if they got stung in the mouth or in the throat, it could easily be fatal for them. They don't have a defence against those. I suppose wasps and bees would be a little bit on the large side for them as well. They go for the much smaller insect, little midges, mosquitoes. Occasionally you will get a swallow maybe going for something as large as a house fly, but even then that's quite large for them. Usually they get lots of small insects rather than one big one.
Anyway, the herring gulls are back up and running. You can visit rte.ie/Mooney Nile Hatch Communications Officer with Birdwatch Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Eric.